Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
One trophy in the bag. You keep on winning, so quite naturally we're going to keep on talking about the chances of winning the other three. It's your chance to close in on Manchester City again this weekend before they play on Sunday, of course. Every game seems to be getting bigger and more important. How much are you enjoying it at the moment, and how much do you enjoy chasing City down, being the hunters?
So I have to be careful whatever I say, then some of you will make something really weird of it. I enjoy the situation we are in. That's what I do, that's true. What I don't enjoy, but I understand as well that it's normal, is all the questions about it, because it constantly, it's like that it's considered that we won the games already, but it's there are always a lot of games in between. We have to, if I really want to win tomorrow, really. But if we lose, you all sit here and tell me that the title race is over now. So, and these kind of things, and I don't have enough capacity for all these different scenarios, so I don't really think about it. The only thing the only thing I do is to think about West Ham, then Inter, and Brighton, and whatever, and they're all so difficult to play, so I cannot think about what we can win in the end with it. I just can't. I'm only barely smart enough to get enough concentration and maybe a focus for one game and not the whole general situation. We are obviously not in the worst moment, but there are so many challenges ahead of us that I don't feel in a chasing mood or whatever. I just feel that we are hopefully ready tomorrow to face West Ham in a better way than we did when we played them there.
Yeah, West Ham, one of the only two clubs to beat you this season. What are you expecting from a David Moyes side at Anfield? David Moyes has never won at Anfield.
Long may it continue, but. He was close a couple of times here, even since I'm here. Very good. So what West Ham is doing is incredibly good, I have to say. I'm really pleased for David. He's really a nice colleague. And after all the things that happened in the past, after his very successful spell at Everton and being now at West Ham and being exactly himself again and organising a team in a really good way, making smart transfers, brings really good players in, and having a really strong side, I have to say. Yeah, they, against us, traditionally, they are more defensive-orientated with counter-attacking, but if you let them play football now with this team, I'm not sure who will be on the pitch exactly and who is fit, but with Reece and Suchek, obviously, is a top double six, and then whatever is coming up front is really strong. Bowen, what a player he became, unbelievable. So we saw him as well at Hull, and he was really good that time. But I'm not sure a lot of people expect that this jump, so unbelievable player. Benrahma, outstanding. 4 miles, outstanding. Antonio, outstanding. And then for sure I forgot somebody who was there in their offensive line as well. So all tempo, technique, the combination of that, really good. But we are not bad as well. And that's what we have to let them feel, because in the game against West Ham, I don't think we were ourselves, at least not for 100%, not to 100%. And that's what you should be. And you should make it much more difficult for the other team to score than we did that day. Now, it's long ago, I know, and a lot of good things happened since then. But nonetheless, we have to be better than the first game.
Strength and depth is important, obviously, throughout the season, but maybe even more so now. Is that a key to the rest of the season for you, that strength and depth of your squad? Many are saying it really looking good, and obviously, fitness-wise, not too many injuries at the moment.
No, but enough. Yeah, but enough. So, like, you're right. So strength and depth is really important, no doubt about that, especially when you have to play different competitions. And but we have players who are not available, so I'm pretty sure that nobody will tell me differently, because yesterday didn't train and Thiago will not be available for tomorrow. And we have Curtis. It's not bad, but if it's good enough to go again tomorrow, I don't know. Joel Matip is ill, no COVID. Still, nowadays, it can be a little different way as well. So it will not be available. So all of a sudden, you have to, then we played a tough game midweek, all these kind of things. So we still wait a little bit for who is how, in which moment. So it's not from eight midfielders to Naby, we don't know. From eight midfielders to three, four midfielders in a week, that can happen easily. So it's not nothing as well that we like enjoy. Oh my God, we have the full choice. You have the full choice one day, and then the other days you don't have it. So we have to make sure that we stay as fit as possible, because we have a lot of games to play in this upcoming month.
Thanks, Alan. Ian, PLP.
Jürgen, just picking up on that point, I understand you've explained there about players can be missing one day, back the next, and so on, but this collection of players that you've got now, all the choices that you have to make in all these positions, is it now the most difficult task for you to pick a team from all these players?
No. To pick a team is not a problem. No, that's not a problem. I'm long enough in the job to know how I want the team to play in the next game and who is then most suitable for that. That's not a problem. The real problem was the squad for the final. Because five subs, great, very great, absolutely great, and we have to keep talking about that, because again, the whole world is doing it, and it helps football. Not on the game we played against Chelsea, it was one of the most intense games I ever saw for 120 minutes, only possible because we had five changes. There's no other chance to do that. And by the way, in other games before as well, because that's only why these players have still like kind of the power to do that, because we could change in the cup competitions five times and all these kind of things. So we should really have to discuss that until it happens, because it's so necessary. But again, you play a game like this, and then you are not allowed to bring to have more players in the squad, and you have to then you don't get a medal, you have to order the medals later and all this. There's some things which could make it nicer. At least for the winner, which is actually, I think, the plan of the whole thing, that the winner has no problems after the tournament. But finding a lineup for the game, for match day, will never be my problem, as long as I have enough players. But then explaining to some players, by the way, you are not involved today. But it's only for today and not for the next 4 weeks. It's true, but it still hurts, and they don't deserve it, and that's why I don't like that too much. But no, having all the players available means we will have a really good lineup.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This week as well, around the place, the mood in your players, the confidence in your players, even just on the training ground, what sort of tangible difference have you seen from winning the trophy at the weekend? What does that breed, the hunger in your side?
Oh, the boys are confident, were confident before. Yes, I think what is a big difference that it's a while ago that we had a final and feeling the size of a final, especially when it's at Wembley, 50-50, massive crowd, massive noise, sensational atmosphere. Smelling that, experiencing that is really cool. And yes, definitely we want to have that more often again, that's true. I said it now a couple of times and people might think I'm a bit mad, but with the final whistle or the final shot, whatever, it didn't feel any different to the Champions League final. There's no difference. And that's cool. That's absolutely cool. And yes, we want to have that more often. That doesn't mean we'll get it more often. It just means we want to have it more often.
Michael, then Carl.
Jürgen, you've already won World Cup. Every game at the moment, it's almost like
it is a final, yeah.
Given the level of importance, once every 3 or 4 days, how much of a challenge is it to keep the players at optimum level to try and get the very best out of them, given, you know, the heavy sort of agenda that you have, and there's still this fabulous desire that's almost unquenchable? How much of a challenge is it to keep that pot boiling?
The physical part is tough, absolutely tough, because it's not, you cannot decide about it. If I want to be recovered, it doesn't mean I'm recovered. It helps, but it doesn't help, really. I mean, that's the big challenge. We tried to do that. We tried to do that now. So we played 120 minutes on, plus long, long penalty shoot on Sunday. So it was clear we had to change. Nobody who played 120 minutes started the game. Most of them were not involved in the squad. So we came through that round, which is good. And now we play again 3 days later against a top class team in Europe this season, definitely. And so that's from a physical point of view, really hard. From a psychological or mental point of view, I'm not sure how I say it. We made a decision. We want to be as successful as somehow possible. We want to use the situation the club gave us with this great group of players and good coaches and all these kind of things. And that's what we want to use. That means we have to show that. And each club might have a different identity. Ours, since we are together, is intensity. And that's what we have to show every match day. That's what we expect from ourselves, and that's it. So that doesn't mean you are always on your top, but it means you have to try it at least always with all you have, and that's what we do.
How pleased are you with the progress of Ibrahima Konate this season? Because we know how highly you can rate him. But it isn't easy to make a move, then come in and play a couple of games, then have this time up. And I know you've done it with other players, but because you've done it with other players, it doesn't make it easy for the next player.
No, but because of his quality helps, obviously. So he's really good. So he has all the skills you need to be a good centre-half. And always like it is with young boys, especially when you're that skilled, and sometimes your concentration level drops a little bit here and there because you are used to sort of situation, even when you are a little bit late in the decision making and all this kind of thing. So so he can be so much better, but he is really good. So that helps. That helps most. The other thing is that our center halves in between have a sensational relationship, absolutely sensational relationship, and so that helps each of them as well. So they learn from each other and help each other, because a very special position. They don't play any other position. Joey a little bit right back, but apart from that, they are center halves. So, and that what helps them as well, because they are really close and enjoy the time here in this team. Even they're disappointed when they're not, if they're not on squad or not starting, but not as much as they would not be able to start the next game, and that's good.
Carl, I think that's it, unless there's any more hands for the open. Carl.
You were asked in midweek about your long-term future at the club, and you said I really don't know. I'm just wondering what influence managing a squad like this, which is probably once in a generation squad, might have on your thoughts on that?
Not really. Nothing to do with that. So the plan is still the same. I realized when I gave the answer, I thought, oh God, what did I do? But I couldn't get it back. But it was, I was just not in the situation. The plan is still the same. Nothing changed really. And I'm not. If I decide then to leave, or maybe I get a second, 23, who knows? But if I decide then in 24, I will solve. It has nothing to do with the quality of the squad. So, my God, I have to manage them. Oh, my God, better to stop than managing them or whatever. It's not like this. It has nothing to do with that. No, all the things we do are for the long term. All the things we do are for the long term. We really, this club must be even better when, especially I'm not here anymore. So, and that's the plan. That's what we are working on. So it's not so important how long I will stay. It's much more important what we do until then.
Just wonder how that tied in with, you mentioned earlier about the need to win more trophies, or the desire to win more trophies, and whether you feel that could carry you forward.
It's a long time, a lot of trophies out there, so we will give it a try. The only problem we have is that many other teams want to do it as well. In Europe, plenty of teams. In England, it's like... imagine City would not be, how many trophies we would have won already. So, but they are here, and it's no problem. They be really push each other on really high levels, and so we don't set ourselves a limit. Why should we? But we know it's really difficult. It's really difficult. So it's always a question of perspective. So I heard, and I think it's. I don't think it's right that we didn't win enough so far, but you can always think. So maybe here and there you could have won more. I'm not sure, but it was a bit. We were unlucky in moments as well. Now we won the Carabao Cup, and all of a sudden we are only missing one. So only have a cup, and then you have the whole collection and stuff like this, and it's really nice. But I couldn't be bothered about it. It's just, is there a competition? Yes, we try to win it. If it's possible, and if not, then we still try to be our best, the best version of ourselves. So that's how it is. You can be a spectacular second, which we were, unfortunately, after a really good season. And it helped us a lot for the future. So just learn to play as often as somehow possible your absolutely best football. That gives you a proper chance to win something. Unfortunately, no guarantees.
Final question in the open from Neil, then we'll go to the embargo bit. I can't take everybody's question in the...
You said it already.
I know, sorry, but Neil's got space.
Oh, no, I see.
Just wanted to check on Roberto Firmino, whether there's any chance of him being available for the weekend or Inter, and did you say Naby at the club as well?
I heard by him, Naby was not in the squad on Wednesday. If Bobby, you asked for Bobby, yeah?
Yeah.
Now, Bobby looking good, but not good enough for the weekend. And I think the plan is that he trains... on Sunday, first time full. That sounds then like doable for Tuesday. Yeah.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
Well, something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional unprofessional, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.